B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
I'm a little sad. I'm a little sad because every now and then you hear a story and you want to believe it so bad. And then, like, when you find out it's not true, just hurts your heart, you know? It's just... And there was this story, by the way, that I'm going to tell you. It's over a decade old. This is an old story. And I was like, damn, that's a cool-ass thing to do. But apparently it's not true. Story's about Derek Jeter, former New York Yankee. You might already know what the story is when I said Derek Jeter, former. But let me refresh your memory. Apparently, a couple years back, the New York Post ran a story from a girl who said that she hooked up with Derek Jeter. And Derek Jeter, that's one thing that he did, man. He, you know, he enjoyed. He wasn't like, he wasn't out there TMZ style with the ladies, but he had a very not boring dating life. Different women, some celebrities. Mm-hmm. Never
like
heard.
Ultimate Bachelor.
Yeah, but you never
someone
heard.
Someone you knew who would be like, he's not going to get married.
Right, but the weird thing is, you never heard bad stuff. So you're like, how is this dude getting with all of these? And not one of them is burnt to the point of like, yo, I'm going to talk trash about this dude. And the reason is, we thought, because a story came out about a girl who was a one-night stand with him and said that when he, after hooking up with them, he sends them out the back of his building so paparazzi won't catch them into a car that he paid for. And inside the car was a nice gift basket, like with signed memorabilia and things of that nature. Almost like, you know, like when you go to a kid's birthday party and at the end they're like, oh, don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your candy and,
noisemakers.
Yeah, little swag bags and stuff like that. And you're like, oh, that's why everybody would, like, nobody talked trash because he was like a nice one-night stand. He was a cool hookup. Like, a lot of dudes just send you on your way, figure out how to get home. He's like, no, I got a car for you and a nice thank you autographed baseball, maybe some tickets. Who knows what was in the back? Jeez. But he came out and said that that's not true. It's not true.
Damn it.
Why would you say
did
that you that's
really,
not true?
Really, really believe that?
100%.
You did?
Because he hooked up with so many women and not one came out and said something negative about him. So
I can't believe that it went on for so long.
I'm so mad that he admitted that it was not true.
He is married now, so he's probably.
That's what it is.
Well,
bitch.
He's probably like, let me set the record straight.
Yeah, she was like, you better tell the people the truth.
I would
be like, let me ride this one. This one makes me seem like a good dude.
But can I ask a question, though? Don't you think it's, regardless of what we wanted to believe or not, isn't that a little creepy?
No!
Maybe creepy's not the right word. Like, so you're telling me, right?
It's
you have an affair with, let's say...
Not an affair. One night stand.
Okay, I'm sorry. You have a one night stand with, pick your actress.
Sure.
Pick her.
Oh, pick her.
One. Yeah, literally.
Who's your
favorite actress that you want to have sex
favorite actress,
with?
But I enjoy Margot Robbie. Right, I enjoy Scarlett Johansson.
That's right. You have mentioned her before.
Yeah.
You have a one-night stand with Scarlett Johansson.
Right. And I leave.
You leave.
And she has a Marvel Cinematic.
Let me pick it. She has a black and white glossy photo that she autographed.
You're wasting your time.
Melissa, I can answer.
Melissa, she hands me a bag of peanuts.
Weird.
And I'm like, thank you. Yeah, because most one-night stands end with you leaving doing the walk of shame. If this person is nice enough to give you anything, forget about something autographed that's really extra. Like, she could be like, here, listen, all I got is this balloon and a blow pop. Would you take it? I'd be like, oh, my God, thank you so much, Scarlett. That's so nice. I'll never see you again. Thanks for the sex and the prize.
I understand your thought on it.
Let's say you hook up with a Patriot. At the end, he's like, you know, thank you so much for the sex. Here's an autographed helmet, a jersey, and one ticket for the next home game.
I would think that's weird. I would.
You'd rather go home with nothing?
Yeah, honestly. I think it's weird. I would. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's just...
I don't want you to use that language.
It's like,
weird.
You know what?
There's a negative connotation to that.
Okay, thanks for the sex. Here's an autographed jersey. Like, don't think there's anything weird about that?
That's a bonus. That's a fringe benefit.
I don't know. There's something weird about that to me.
Wow.
Derek Jeter handing out autographed baseballs to his one-night stands.
Yes.
There's something weird about that.
If the story were true, now they'd be like, yo, I have an autographed Hall of Famers baseball.
I get it.
I also had some of that Hall of Fame penis.
Right.
One night. I mean, come on. That's like saying we hooked up. Oh, so now you have evidence that you hooked up. Yo, guess who I had sex with last night? Scarlett Johansson. Bullish. Oh, really?
Look at the autograph picture I have of her.
Oh, yeah? Black Widow, signed poster.
Oh, my God.
Thank
That's
you very much.
Weird.
DVD, Avengers, Avengers 2, Avengers 3, and Endgame, the one that she died in. I mean, come on, man. How could you not want that? You're lying. You're
Thank
just saying that to
Jeremy.
Sound nice.
Jeremy just messaged me and he said, Melissa, I'm sorry, one night parting gifts is very weird.
Melissa's doing her thing. Jeremy's on her side.
No.
Jeremy lives with his mom.
I think most people would be on your side on this, Romero. I do. I'm about to
take your argument, throw it on the ground, pee on it, drop a deuce on it, and walk away.
What?
You're telling me that you wouldn't accept a gift basket from a one-night stand. But yet, you get boned by the casino every week and you always take those jackets and walks.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't take it. I'm saying it's weird.
You do. You stay in the line and take it every week.
I get free play this Monday.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.